Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I'm also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome to the Architect My Life show. My name is Betty Quimby. I'm so excited for our pilot episode of this podcast. And today, our first and most important guest of the Architect My Life show is Mrs. Aya Schlachter. Hello, Aya. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Betty Jeans. I'm really excited to be here and launch our podcast.
Yes, I'm so excited. And you know, I'm really more excited to bring on some more guests for the show. But today we really want to find out more about you and your business and tell us all about Architect My Life. So you are the founder of MGS Global Group. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so MGS Global Group is actually an architecture support business where we support architecture and design firms with their product delivery and drafting services, 3D rendering. So we really help a lot of small firms, medium and large scale firms, so they don't have to hire and fire people when they have project spikes. So that's the business. That's the MGS Global Group.
Okay. So yes. Project spikes, meaning like you're helping them manage when their business gets like there's too much business.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of times people get the hotel job or a residential job. And sometimes these jobs only last, 6 months, and, they don't have continuous business coming in. So they hire my company as an extension of their team. That's the MGS Global Group. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's so cool. You built this from the ground up, or?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So you architect your business?
Yes, I did.
That's I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Wow, that's amazing. So then tell us a little bit about why did you want to launch this podcast for Architect My Life? Tell us about that.
Okay. So this project actually happened during early COVID when I was watching and observing a lot of the Facebook women's groups in architecture and design. And a lot of the women had a lot of anxiety about job security, about not having work, about just taking care of kids, homeschooling kids while working. So a lot of women were very unstable and confused and anxious, really, about work and family and juggling it all. But I didn't have that problem because I was able to set up my life in a way that I was managing. Although my business, MGS Global Group, was down for a little bit, obviously during COVID, no one was doing construction. So I didn't have those feelings of anxiety or uncertainty. I was quite okay. And I'm like, if I can share my knowledge with some of the women in the group and guide them, that would be amazing. Helping women manage their lives, finances, work, the home life. So I started Architect My Life.
I love that. I feel that too as a woman and mother and business professional and everything. Like it is challenging. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was a little bit uncertain financially, but everyone was in the beginning, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah, of course. No, that's amazing. I love the premise of this business. It's so helpful, and I'm looking forward to getting these guests in. So I'm wondering, like, speaking of guests, like, who is this show perfect for? Like, what kind of people are you looking to get on this podcast and for us to interview?
So I'm looking for preferably women architects and designers. So people who have a firm owners who have managed to scale their businesses and managed to scale their businesses. It could be architects, interior designers, graphic designers, creative agency directors who are firm owners, because I want to hear their journey and I want them to share their stories of managing it all. You know, stories of adversity, how they were able to move from, you know, just starting a business to scaling a business and these things. So it could inspire more women entrepreneurs.
Okay, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And forgive me for not knowing what scale business means. Will you help me? What does scale business mean,
please? Meaning to grow your business.
Grow. Okay, sorry. I'm new at this, so I wanted to be sure that okay. I understood. Amazing. Okay, cool. So what kind of story? Well, you told about the stories that you wanted guests to share, but what is your biggest dream for a guest? Like, if you were to say, like, guests coming on from all these different backgrounds that you just mentioned, what would be your ideal dream? Like, what do you want the biggest dream for them to accomplish?
So I would like my guests to have exposure and share their stories and hopefully gain clients from being on this show, right? That's why we always ask our guests, what do you want to promote? Because it's all about giving back. I think the secret to success is generosity. So that's my dream for all my guests, to up their influence and gain more credibility in the marketplace by featuring them in the podcast.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Yeah. And, you know, I guess as we close out, cause I'm trying to think of like another thing to like dovetail off of this, but I really would love to know, what is one piece of advice that you can give to women or female business owners that are looking to grow or scale their business? What is like the biggest piece of advice, if we had to end like right now forever and you wanted to give them that piece of advice, what would it be?
Wow, that's a good question. Let me think about that for a second. I think the first thing I would give as an advice is to reestablish and get to know your real value systems in life. So what are your real value systems, right? You need to know what your priorities are and then work life around that. So in terms of scaling and growing a business, women, especially business owners, have a lot to juggle with, like family, kids, and all that. But also you're at the same time, you're scaling your business. You're growing your business. How do you manage? So my first, I think, advice I would give is to give up control of the things that they don't have to be involved in, right? So delegate, hire a coach, hire someone who can help you so you can focus on your zone of genius, right? What's your zone of genius? Is it designing or is it finding more clients? Is it business development? So you need to make sure you value your time, you guard your time well, because there's only so much time in the day, right? So if you're a mom and a business owner, you need to guard your time and make sure you prioritize whatever it is that your value system allows you to. In my case, it's family first and then work next. So I needed to make a balance and I hired people to help me do the things that I did not have to be involved in. So really, it's letting go of control and knowing your value systems and where the best way to spend your time. Does that make sense?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. And I relate to it and it's so powerful. And especially coming from someone as successful as you with MGS Global and all that you've been doing, I'm just like, I just feel so lucky to be able to have this conversation with you because you're so knowledgeable. And man, I can't wait to get the rest of the guests on this podcast and share their stories of trials and tribulations and successes. So
yes,
thank you, Aya. You have been wonderful today. And is there anything else before we end that you'd like to share or...
I'm really excited to kickstart this podcast and thanks for being here, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you, Aya. And once again, I am Betty Quimby with Architect My Life, and this is Aya Schlachter. So we hope to hear from you on this podcast, and come on in, be a guest. We'd love to see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag Architect My Life podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_ArchitectMyLife. That's Aya, A-Y-A, _ArchitectMyLife. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.